Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police investigating two homicides. We've got the story.
Guilty verdict for three men involved in Western Kansas bomb plot. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A federal judge charges Kansas Secretary of State with contempt in a voting case. I'm Dan O'Neill.
New aviation inspections are being ordered following this week's fatality in the air.
The Federal Aviation Administration is expected to order required inspections on fan blades like the one involved in the deadly explosion that killed a Southwest passenger and forced an emergency landing in Philadelphia.
There's evidence of metal fatigue where the blade separated.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Robert Sumwald. Investigators believe the fan blade snapped off, leading to debris hitting the Southwest Airlines plane and a woman being partially blown out of the window. She later died. The NTSB is still trying to determine how a window came out of the plane. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Police are investigating a fatal shooting in South Wichita. Lieutenant Todd Ogile says it happened late Tuesday afternoon in a neighborhood near the 2900 block of South Hillside. A man called 911 with bits of information telling them he'd witnessed a shooting at a house on South Sales Street and that he would wait for police in the 2600 block of South Hydraulic. The police went to the address on Hydraulic. The man who called 911 was not there. At the address on Sales, police found a man dead from a gunshot wound inside the residence.
Several individuals were inside the house at the time of the shooting. This house... It's a very active house in the 2900 block of South Sales that the neighbors were familiar with. People coming and going from the house all times and days and night. We know after the shooting they have fled.
Police say drugs were known to be frequent at that location, but investigators do not know what led to the shooting. The victim has been identified as 40-year-old Emmett Olson. This is Wichita's 15th homicide in 15 weeks this year.
A man was found dead inside a residence Tuesday afternoon in South Wichita, about 3.5 days after he was shot. Police Lieutenant Ogile says a neighbor was concerned about 39-year-old Trenton Custer, whose car was parked in front of the neighbor's house, and he hadn't been seen for a few days. The neighbor got into Custer's residence through a window and found his body. He had been shot multiple times. Investigators traced the violence to early last weekend.
We know that there was some kind of disturbance that broke out inside of the residence. We believe late Friday, early Saturday morning, and during that time, shots were fired, striking and killing Mr. Custer.
Two or three other people have been living at that residence with the victim off and on during the past few months. Detectives are looking to interview them. That was Wichita's 14th homicide case of the year.
Federal jury has found three men guilty of plotting to bomb a mosque and apartment complex housing Somali refugees in western Kansas. Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, Curtis Allen, convicted Wednesday of one count of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and one count of conspiracy against civil rights. Wright was also convicted of a charge of lying to the FBI. Stephen McAllister, U.S. Attorney for the District of Kansas, says the three men were indicted in October 2016 for an attack planned for the day after the presidential election in Garden City.
Our prosecutors presented substantial evidence that the defendants expressed hatred for the Somali immigrants and Muslims in general, and described in the most extreme and violent terms what they planned to do to them.
A fellow militia member tipped off federal authorities after becoming alarmed by the escalating talk of violence and later agreed to wear a wire as a paid informant.
A federal judge says Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach violated her order that some voters were eligible to cast a ballot while a lawsuit challenging a state law requiring proof of U.S. citizenship worked its way through the courts.
U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson found Kobach in contempt of court Wednesday. She did not impose a fine, but ordered Kobach to pay for damages, including attorney fees. The American Civil Liberties Union sought the contempt ruling after Kobach refused to update the state's election guide or ensure that county officials sent postcards to residents who registered at driver licensing offices without providing citizenship documents. Robinson said in March that she made it clear voters covered by a May 2016 injunction that she imposed were not to be treated differently. Kobach's office says he will appeal. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, shot and killed a man who authorities say opened fire on officers. Fort Lauderdale Police Chief Rick Maglione describes the situation.
We attempted to order the subject out of the vehicle. The subject refused to come out, so less lethal methods were deployed. Those methods were unsuccessful, and in fact, the suspect responded to the less lethal efforts by discharging a firearm at the police officers that were on the scene. The officers responded by discharging their firearms.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And some baseball and softball action right across the street from each other last night on the campus of Wichita State. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Cuba's electing a new leader. That story coming up, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita police have arrested a suspect for numerous burglaries during the past 8 months.
The burglaries took place at construction businesses, clothing stores, and liquor stores. Video and photo evidence showed the same white GMC pickup used in most of these burglaries. Through the diligent work of officers on these cases, a suspect profile was developed, and a man was arrested, 50-year-old Kevin Dickerman.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect was apprehended last week in Northwest Wichita, booked into jail on an unrelated pending case of aggravated assault. Suspect has now been charged with 9 burglaries, 8 felony thefts, 4 felony counts of criminal damage to property, and misdemeanor theft.
The National Assembly of Cuba will elect a new president to replace Raul Castro. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Cuba and says even with a new leader, very little is likely to change.
Continuity is the word you hear over and over again. In other words, nothing is going to change. That's going to be a real challenge when you have an economy that's cratering, when you have 3 of 4 people still working for the state, most of them making less than $35 a month. How patient are the 11 million people on this island going to be with someone who was not in the revolution, who's not named Castro?
Moving Confederate statues could prove costly for Memphis, Tennessee.
The Tennessee State House has decided to move forward with a $37.5 million budget that includes no funding for the bicentennial for Memphis. But Mayor Jim Strickland says in a statement, the House's decision to remove $250,000 from its budget bill should not have an impact on the city's joint celebration with Shelby County next year. Memphis used a loophole in state law to remove the statues of Nathan Bedford Forrest and Jefferson Davis from 2 parks in December. Lawmakers in Tennessee's Republican-dominated legislature had vowed to punish the city for taking down the monuments at night. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
May still see some fire crews there on the scene. Watch for a traffic slowdown. Carver's building, 6600 block of East Kellogg. Looks like a car hit the one of the buildings there at the Stephen Motor Group. 6600 block of East Kellogg this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Overnight, temperatures fell into the 30s, and that gives us another chilly morning across south central Kansas. Sunny this afternoon, very light northeast winds and a high 63. Clear and not as cold tonight, our low 41, and then breezy Friday with a high 65. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 36 degrees, a north wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, offering $5 select appetizers Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for happy hour. Full cocktail menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. We had another windy day across central Kansas. Wednesday, high temperature was 64 degrees. But frankly, it felt like it was about 34. Normal high for the date, 69. We had a wind gust from the north at 49 miles per hour. So it made it a little tough yesterday. And we have a special guest in our studio this morning. Amy McFerrin is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
You're with
Ann Care. Ann Care, yes.
So the main question I have for you today is, do you have allergies?
I do. Oh. And they are horrible.
Isn't this terrible?
This is Kansas.
What are you doing for yours? If I get a little medical advice here.
Just some Flonase. Twice a day.
I've got some on my desk. It doesn't seem to do much good, but
no.
Yeah, just kind of suffer.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll change soon, right? It's Kansas.
You think?
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, maybe.
Knock on wood.
Listen, tell us about Ann Care Home Health Care. What's this all about?
Well, we started Ann Care about 6 years ago, and Ann Care is Celtic for anchor. And when
What is it? Celtic?
Uh-huh. Celtic for anchor. And when I started Ann Care,
What is Celtic?
Well, it's a language, you know, and
you got to take me from the basics.
Oh, okay. We start at the beginning.
Sorry.
And when we started, I thought about what was important to me and my family is the most important thing. So that's how we got the name. And we do in-home care for people that want to stay in their home for as long as possible. So they want to stay independent. And we have some clients that just use us for a couple hours a week. One lady that goes to the casino and then once a month. And then we have 24-hour care for people, too.
We had a decision, my brother and I, a while back with my mom, who has passed away, but of how she was going. Was she going to stay in her home? She was in her 90s. She had broken her hip and this and that. Are these the kind of people you're looking at? Or there are other things as well, not just old age.
Right. Not just old age. I mean, we have some people that are recuperating from a broken leg or maybe a knee surgery, and they just need a little bit of help for a little bit of time. And so we can go in and help them with laundry and housekeeping or meal preparation and then get on out the door when they no longer need us.
How have you been doing with this? Is it doing well?
We do well. We have a lot of clients that might have just used us for the wife, and wife might have passed on, and then they call us back when dad needs help. And then some that use us when they go in for surgery, we stay around for a couple of weeks, and then they'll call us again if they need the help.
Because I was thinking in the parameters of someone by themselves, but the way you mentioned it there, there might be a couple there. And they just can't take care of each other.
That's right. Maybe the wife is the caregiver, and she just needs that little bit of extra help. And if she didn't have it, they'd both end up in the nursing home. So we just try and help just enough for them to stay in their home and be independent. So we try not to be overbearing or try and take over anything. We're just trying to be that extra set of hands.
Yeah, and the people who do this, you got good people or?
Yes, all of our people are fantastic. We have some caregivers that...
Caregivers.
Some of our caregivers have been with us since the beginning. They haven't figured out that I'm a crazy lady yet, so they're still sticking around.
Hey.
And that's wonderful.
All right. You're not crazy. Yeah. You seem like a delightful person.
It's early in the morning.
Of course, I don't know you very well, but you could be terrible.
Exactly. I could be. But no, we have wonderful caregivers. When we started this, my husband actually helped us get the background checks going. He's a retired Wichita police detective, and so he kind of helped us look for different things that we need to look for. And so we go through the background checks. They're all licensed and bonded and all of that good stuff. So
I guess I never really had much of an appreciation for caregivers until I ran into it myself a year or two ago.
Yes.
And so I've run into some people that I don't know how they do it. And I don't know how you do it, but you do it, and it's special. It really is.
It really is. And you either have a caregiving heart or you just don't.
Which I don't.
Well, and I do. And so that's good. You're in the right business, and I'm in the right business.
There you go.
But, you know, we try to be, to take care of our clients the way we would have for our own family. And if you look at our website, if you look at anything that we've got, it talks about my grandma Gladys, and that is exactly the kind of care that we want for our clients is the kind of care that I would want for my own grandma Gladys.
Grandma Gladys.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. So how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can call us at 316-927-2623. We're on the web at ancare.com, which is ancaire.com.
Okay. So, again, what motivated you to do this?
Well, I am a registered nurse, so, you know, it kind of came naturally. And when I started this, I kind of saw that there was a need for some care in the home that just kind of...
A gap, maybe, a little bit?
Yeah, a little common sense stuff that just seemed to be missing out there.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, I appreciate your time. I am sitting among legends in here. And
you are?
Just, well, yeah. I don't know.
Somebody
yeah.
here I don't know about?
Well, I appreciate your time, and I've listened to you on the radio for years, and it's wonderful to meet you guys.
Yeah. So I'm probably a little bit better than what you thought, huh?
Absolutely. I mean,
you hear that, Ted? She says I'm better looking than she thought.
She should have opened with that. You would have had her on for the whole hour.
Oh, yeah. Can you come back tomorrow?
And and I thought, you know, coming in here, I thought, you know, you guys had talked about that naked radio from Britain. I thought maybe coming in here, I was going to see something.
This is family radio.
Yeah, that's right. So,
Amy, we're not going to let you take it to that level, okay?
Everything above board here.
Amy McFerrin from AndCare, Compassionate Home Healthcare. Hey, thanks for being with us.
Thank you guys so much.
Come back and talk to us some of the time. Yeah. We'll talk about whatever. What do you do besides this? There's a hobby you want to talk about?
Oh, my daughter plays basketball for Bishop Carroll, so that's
she does.
That's where my grandkids go
to school.
Well, they probably know her.
Oh, probably so. Okay. Hey, thanks for being with us, Amy.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right, 8:17 now. Steve and Ted, Sports Time. With Ted Woodward talking about baseball this morning, right, Ted?
Yep, Shockers in action last night at X Stadium. 24th-ranked Wichita State taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. And it was a fun night for Shocker baseball fans. All sorts of things going on. It was KNSS night at the ballpark. It was 50-cent hot dog night. And the Shocks got things revved up in front of a crowd of 3,000 last night. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game. It was right here on KNSS.
Now the 1-0. Hammered into left field. That's a base hit. May get all the way into the corner. It's going to go to the wall. One run is in. Here comes the runner around third. Headed for the plate. They miss the cutoff man. Vickers scores, and it's 4-0 Shockers.
And the Shocks would go on to win it 11-0. Good offense, good pitching, too. Shocker freshman Tyler Davis got his first career start last night. Got his first career win, throwing 5 shutout innings and striking out a career-high 8. As the Shocks picked up their 26th win of the season. And right across the street, the Shocker softball team at Wilkins Stadium taking on 19th-ranked Oklahoma State. Shockers hit 4 home runs, beat the Cowgirls 9-6. Second win for Shocker softball this year over a ranked team. 24th win of the year for the Shocker softball team. Not so good news for the Kansas City Royals yesterday as they got clobbered in Toronto, losing to the Blue Jays 15-5. That's now an 8-game losing streak for the Royals, who have an off day today. Royals relievers, once again, were miserable, allowing 9 runs in 3 innings out of the bullpen. Yeah, not good. Royals have an off day today as their road swing continues. Sad news out of the NBA. The wife of San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich passed away yesterday at the age of 67 after a lengthy illness. Coach Pop did run the Spurs practice yesterday. Of course, Coach Popovich, former KU assistant, he's won 5 NBA titles with the San Antonio Spurs. But the NBA community saddened as Popovich's wife passed away yesterday. Pro hockey in the Wichita Thunder on the road last night. First round of the playoffs. Series game 3 visiting the Colorado Eagles. Thunder had a 2-0 lead in the second period, but it was tied up by the time the period ended. Colorado got a go-ahead goal with about 6.5 minutes to go. Added an empty net goal late. Came back and beat the Thunder 4-2. Wichita now down 3-0 in that best-of-7 opening round playoff series. College bowling. The team competitions begin today at the National Championships up in Lincoln. Qualifying today in a couple of rounds of match play. The Wichita State women and the Newman women are 2 of the 16 teams competing for a national championship. And on the men's side, Wichita State is involved as well. Singles championship play yesterday up in Lincoln. Wichita State sophomore Joe Grondin won a couple of match play contests yesterday, and he advances into the national semifinals. He's in the final 4 of the singles portion of the competition. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Didn't get to stay to see the whole game, but you were talking about the Shocker pitcher last night, and he sure looked good at the first head game.
Tyler Davis.
He was doing
freshman,
good.
First career start. He goes out and strikes out 8.
I tell you what, he was pretty happy
with the way things went last night.
The Jayhawks were not, you know, a couple of strikeouts gone, and he looked pretty good.
Well, he had 8 strikeouts in 5 innings, so nicely done.
Yeah,
you saw a couple of them early, so he was mowing them down.
All right.
Nice win for the Shocks last night. They're now 26-9 on the season.
They've been
clobbering the Big 12.
How about
they've
that?
They've got wins over Oklahoma State and KU and Oklahoma. They've been having a good year.
Good stuff. Our time for our Prairie Fire coffee break here on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
8:21 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean's going to talk about polls indicating eroding support for federal investigators. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
even 10.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.